The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 30th day of September 2022. Boy, it's, summer's going by. It's flying. Summer done flew by, folks. Anyhow, we're only about a little over a month away from the November elections. This is going to be interesting. Tonight we have again on the board, as we always do, Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
Okay, right here in the studio live with me, Rowdy Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
And way out yonder in Texas with a 10-gallon hat, none other than Big John McTurtin.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Looking forward to a good show, and God bless you and all the listeners.
Alrighty. We don't have shows. We have programs. Programs, okay? Remember.
I stand corrected.
All right. Listen, we've got really a lot to do. We got to get into it tonight. And so we're going to start tonight in Psalm 94, the entire Psalm, Psalm 94. And we're going to start, we're going to let Ron read verses 1 through 8.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shew thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break into pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise?
John, you want to pick it up in verse 9 and read through 16?
He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, but they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the day of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall be returned unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. How far, Pastor Ernie?
Next verse, through 16.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Unless the Lord had been my help, and my soul had dwelt in silence, when I said, my foot slippeth. Oh, the mercy, O Lord, help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight thy soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Let's go back to, starting back with verse 1. And the title of the message was God's Righteous Vengeance. God's Righteous Vengeance. And John, you know, over the years, I've only heard a very few pastors preach on this message, on God's vengeance. Many will preach on his judgment, but I can, well, on one hand, I can name you the amount of preachers all in the last 50 years I've heard preach on God's righteous vengeance. And have you heard very many?
Come to think of it, Pastor, no, I don't think I have.
And so here he says, our Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, whom vengeance belongeth, thou show thyself, lift thyself up, that the judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Do you think that cry is being heard today amongst God's people? Are they praying out to the Lord with the way things are happening around the world?
They sure are, Pastor Ernie. And the wickedness that we see, we are crying out to the Lord, and this can't last forever. What we see here, the wickedness, exalting the wicked and going after the children, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's coming an end to it, and I don't think it's too far off in the future, Pastor.
I don't think it is either. When he says, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? The Lord Jesus had something, had mentioned when they had said about how long. I mean, why is it that the wicked seem to prosper? And the response was that God, in his mercy, allows a little pleasure for a short season, allows them to have, but it's because that's as good as it's going to get for them. In other words, when Bill Gates goes south, when he dies, can his money keep him 1 minute out of hell?
Pastor Ernie, I think it may be part of the fuel for hell.
Yeah, it'll burn down there.
What about George Soros? And he's an extremely wicked man, an extremely wicked man. And what about his prostitutes, all of those people that he hired as attorney generals that sold themselves? Is there, do you think, a special hot place in hell for those people?
Oh, they're very well be, Pastor Ernie, because they're going to be judged. When you're elected with an attorney general, you are supposed to use your job to prosecute the wicked according to God's word, the criminals according to God's word. But what they're doing is they have an agenda, and part of the agenda is to destabilize cities with crime. So, you know, it's no bail, letting them go, not prosecuting them. And there's more crime being committed. In certain cities, I know in New York City, for example, certain neighborhoods now, you can't go out of your house, and the same in Seattle. And I'm sure it's in most of the cities now. So this is to destabilize a nation so that they then can move in and take it over. So there's an agenda for this, Pastor.
All right, there's an agenda. If you see people and they act in a particular way, in other words, like Joe Biden with little children, okay? When you see this happening enough, do you come to a conclusion? Wait a minute, you know, seeing is believing here, by the fruits they bear. Now, the reason I said that is this. What Soros is doing there and what Bill Gates is doing there. First of all, who was a murderer from the beginning?
Satan.
Okay. So who was a liar and the prince of liars?
Satan.
Okay. So here now, when you promote what Soros is promoting, he's promoting death, he's promoting abortion, everything he's doing, like, for example, when you're watching these demon-possessed people that he gets off beating, we just watched tonight as they're beating these people, and they're actually getting this high off of it. These Democrats are getting this high off of watching these wicked people beating and raping and killing. They're getting a high. I just was watching a film here that we're probably going to show parts of it in church. We want to, but we have a little bit of a problem with some of the language from some of the angry mothers. But you have people like Tom Hanks, and they had these little girls. These little girls were like 4 or 5 year old little girls dressed up like whores, like, you know, like women with makeup on, and they had these little girls singing, "I want to talk dirty, won't you talk dirty with me?" And you had these pedophiles. You had this Tom Hanks and these other pedophiles. They're just, I'm going to tell you, it just made you so angry watching these, because it's like, I can do whatever I want because I've got money. Unlike George Soros, we can send people out there, and don't worry about it. We'll send our people out to commit every kind of crime, because we have the money. I bought and I placed whores. I placed whores as prosecutors. And these people are totally corrupt. Now, what we're seeing is this evil. Everything like murder, killing, stealing, robbing, everything is totally, and basically, not basically, it's in worship of Satan. Is all of these things that they're doing, the stealing, the robbing, the killing, the raping, this is a form of Satan worship. It's a form of Satan worship, these people. And I've noticed, too, that more and more these people have these satanic tattoos on them. And it goes all the way to the top. Nancy Pelosi was talking about how MS-13, how these are God's children that have a spark of divinity in them. No, they're not. They're Satan's children right from the pit of hell. And Nancy Pelosi's a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in her. That's right according to God's Word, the Bible, right? If you read God's Word, the Bible, and the fruits they bear, then we see that Nancy Pelosi is an extremely wicked woman. John, let me ask you this. What if back in the old days you had people like Spurgeon, you had people, well, let's go back further, you know, back to John the Baptist and the apostles Peter and Paul, but none other more than the Lord Jesus himself, and Nathan and Samuel, when they called out the wicked by name, what do you think would happen today if the preachers had that same courage, to call out the wicked by name?
Well, it would cause a big stir, Pastor Ernie, and that whole system would be riled up, and the pastor's mettle would be tested, and everybody's mettle would be tested to see who's going to stand with him. And it would clear things, Pastor Ernie. We would see who is going to stand for the Lord no matter what. So that would be a real test of people's courage and integrity and the fear of the Lord.
Now, Franklin Graham, I appreciate what Franklin Graham's doing with his ministry with the what do you call it, purse, that ministry, and what is it, the Samaritan's purse?
Samaritans, yeah.
That is a great ministry. He's doing a great job there, and we support that 110%. But what if Franklin Graham was to come out and call them out? What if he was to do with Joe Biden, like John the Baptist did with Herod? What if Franklin Graham was to stand up and say, Joe Biden, pedophilia is a sin. It's a sin, Joe Biden. Abortion is murder, Joe Biden. It's a horrible sin against God. Sodomy, Joe Biden, okay, is a horrible, horrible sin against God. What do you think would happen if Franklin Graham did that?
Well, again, it would test the people that are behind him and supporting his ministry. I'm sure a certain percentage would stop supporting him. They couldn't handle that, and people working for him would. But he also would rally the real true people that I call walking in the fear of the Lord. He would rally them behind him. So I think it would be a good cleaning out, Pastor Ernie. And then, but we need to keep it up, and others have to join, and we need prayer. We need prayer and intercession. So I think it's a little bit more than calling out. It's following through also.
Okay, well, here's what the Lord said. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Here's what I'm telling you. If real Christians, those that are saved, that are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, they would get right behind someone like Franklin Graham or whoever.
Right,
they would.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
But the lukewarm, those that have a profession but not a possession, those that say, well, you know, this is not exactly what the rest of society does, and I don't want to stand out. I want to be, you know, I want to blend in with the rest of society. And we're living in a day where people's morals, and they're different. They're not the same. In other words, they're not, period, okay? There's a total lack. We're living in what the Bible calls the evil day. The evil day. Okay, so here now, he says this. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So those people that would stand up and support people, like this radio program, like this, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity? So do you think the people that would support this radio program or others like it, they would be those that are rising up for the Lord against the evildoers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. Yes, they would fit right in, just like you described.
I think it would separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, like you said, the lukewarm people would probably flee, but the I dare say, I can't call them the silent majority, but the silent people out there would actually rally around it. The ones that have been waiting for something like that.
I had today. We have a garage sale, as you know, for the Right to Life, for Jog County Right to Life. And speaking of that garage sale, I just wanted to say that tomorrow's the last day, and if people out there listening in the Northeast Ohio area want to support the Right to Life, because Jog County Right to Life has been hardcore pro-life, never backed down, never stepped down, always were out there all of these years. But anyhow, the reason if the people want to support, if they have things that they'd like to put in the garage sale or come to the garage sale, the address is 9658 Fairmont Road in Novelty, Ohio. That's called the Pavilion. It'll be at the Pavilion at 9658 Fairmont Road. That's the Pavilion, 9658 Fairmont,
yeah,
Road. Now, and it starts in the morning.
9 o'clock.
You'd want to bring your things out there, get it out there no later than noon. You know, no later than noon. Anyhow, but the reason I said that is this, that I wasn't there. I was there today quite a while, in fact, but when I had left there, these people came in. I don't know who they were, but I wish I'd have been there. And because we have the signs, the gospel messages up there, we have the Bible verses, the salvation at John 3:16, and all the, you know, out there at that pavilion. And these people actually came. And of course, we have the signs too that talk about Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. But these people came, and while I was gone, told some of the people, the workers there, that If you were really Christians and you cared about people, you wouldn't have these signs or the gospel signs. You wouldn't push the gospel on people if you truly cared about them. Oh, I wish I'd have been there when they came. Now, but that happens. It seems to happen that these things, that, you know, this type of things happen several times at several different things. As soon as I'm gone, these folks show up because I know exactly what they need. But anyhow, let's go over here, and he says this. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Now, that's what my message is about this coming Sunday, Lord's willing. We're going to take a look at who these people are, okay, and who is their God. Who is their God? Because their God is very clear. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Now, today, John and Ron, don't you think that in preaching today, more than ever, you've got to make the messages have to be relevant to the times that we live in, the current events and the days that we're living in?
Yeah, I really believe what you do different than pretty much all the other pastors is you bring the Bible into the 21st century and then give us specific examples of what's going on day to day and how it applies to the Bible. And very few people want to touch on that.
Well, we're going to take a look at and identify this and who their God is. We're going to take a look and identify by the Word of God, by God's Word, the Bible here. He goes on to say, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? John, who do we have today that's framing mischief by law?
Oh, all the Democrat, in particular, Democrat politicians and Republicans that go along with them. But no doubt about it. I mean, the abortion agenda, the homosexual agenda, going after the children, throwing God out of the schools, you know, and the government, the whole bit. Yeah, that's being done by mischief by law, yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to take a look at some of that here coming up. Now, with that, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord shall cut them off, and that's going to happen for sure. We're going to go to a break. Then we have a clip we're going to play. Tucker Carlson, and it goes right along with what we've been talking about, John. So take us to the break.
Potentate, he made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Some men are like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. And called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. this man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Just raided the home of a pro-life community leader, arrested him in front of his wife and seven children with guns drawn for nothing, for a non-crime, a misdemeanor. We didn't used to have FBI raids on the basis of alleged misdemeanors in this country. Now we do if you vote the wrong way. But at the same time, the FBI is all but ignoring violence committed against people who don't vote for Joe Biden. In June, criminals firebombed a pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, a place called Compass Care Pregnancy Services. The people who did this, the bombers, have not been caught. Why? Because the FBI has not even bothered to investigate. A firebombing. Now, local police and the feds took surveillance footage from the center, but they didn't do anything with it. But they didn't give it back to the center. The center is suing to get it back. Then the attorney for the local police told the Crisis Pregnancy Center they can't have their own tapes back because those tapes might inspire right-wing violence. Are you following the logic here? It's completely insane. It's utterly politicized law enforcement. It's the deepest level of corruption. It's totally unacceptable. You can't have a country run like this. The Reverend James Harden is the president and CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services, and we're grateful he's joining us tonight. Reverend Harden, thanks so much for joining us. It's hard to, this is one of those stories you sum up the facts, and it's hard to believe they're real. Did we sum that up correctly? Is that actually what's happened?
I know it sounds dystopian, but that's exactly what's happening. Yes. I mean, we're facing essentially a moral hurricane in our country. The FBI has gone from abdicating their duty to provide equal justice under the law to pro-life people like us, to downright attacking us. And that was our concern when we filed suit against the Amherst Police Department, taking charge of the investigation, to get our video back so we can start to prosecute whoever the perpetrators are. We came out, and I was concerned that they would engage character assassination. That is the FBI. That would be their next step. Set over 70 attacks on pro-life organizations across the country, zero arrests. I mean, look, it's naive to think that the largest law enforcement agency on the globe with the best forensic technology known to man doesn't know not a single person who's engaging in these attacks. If it's not the FBI doing it, they certainly know who is, and they're choosing not to make arrests. And we need equal protection under the law. Look, Jane's Revenge is the abortion terrorist group, the pro-abortion terrorist group, that's taking responsibility for these attacks, and they're getting a pass. And I'd say, look, Jane's Revenge is the Democratic Party's new KKK, and the new cross in the front yard is burning down pregnancy centers. But instead of denigrating the personhood of black people, they're denigrating the personhood of preborn boys and girls and anybody that seeks to stand up for them.
Well, you can't allow firebombings in your country, period. I mean, Congress has shut the FBI down over the. And really quick, were you really told that you could not have your own surveillance tapes back because those tapes of a firebombing of your property might inspire right-wing terrorism? I mean, it doesn't even seem real.
Yes. Oh, yes. We're in the process of suing. I mean, there's litigation. There's active litigation happening right now to get our video back. And so we can just see it. In fact, the town attorney representing the police department went so far as to say, to characterize pro-life people supporting us as AK-47 gun-toting people going around bombing and killing people. They're vilifying us.
Man, I grew up in this country. I'm trying not to be hysterical or alarmist. You don't want to make something sound worse than it is. But the facts alone in this story are really stunning to the conscience. They really are. The Reverend James Harden joining us tonight. Thank you.
All right. We remember hearing Chuck E. Schumer putting a warning out to President Trump. If you take on the intelligence agencies, why they've got six ways of Sunday of getting you. In other words, the warning from Chuck E. Schumer, which is a hardcore godless communist. He is a hardcore godless communist. The warning from Chuck E. Schumer was to stand down and don't take them on. Now, and what has happened across the country today, we see that that John Solomon did an investigation and found out that 5,000 conservative social media sites have been targeted by the feds for censorship. Okay, now, I've got people telling me, boy, in fact, I had two calls in one day wanting to know why I'm not in jail. Because how come you, and they weren't saying that they wanted me. They were saying, how are you staying out of there, okay? Well, you'd have to ask the good Lord about that. You know, he's been there for us and kept us there. Now, John and Ron, because the pastors were not bold, because they were not bold, this guy that was just out, praise the good Lord for him. But because they were not bold back in 62, God was expelled from the public school system because the pastors failed him. If the pastors had stood up, the pastors had done what God's Word, the Bible, demands that they do. If they had done what Shiphrah and Puah and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Daniel and Joseph and Moses, and had they done what these people had done and stood up, okay, as lesser magistrates, had the pastors done that back in 62 when God was expelled from the public school, they would have marched on D.C. and put that corrupt court on trial for treason. It committed treason against God and the government and the people. But they failed. They failed God. They failed God. Now, people keep saying to me, why do you keep talking about this? The reason I keep talking about it is to try to get people to understand what the situation is. They really failed us in 73. They really, really failed God and country. They did not have the courage. Now, and when I was preaching out to some of these pastors and saying exactly what you guys need to go out, you need to march on D.C. We need to go there and put them on trial for treason. A couple of them panicked and said, if you keep this up, if you keep talking that way, you're going to bring the government down on all of us. So let me ask you this, John and Ron. Who did those pastors fear more, God or the government?
Oh, the government, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, now, here, I've got this list, and we've seen that they're coming after people. And they're warning me that I have to tone it down because the Dirty 30 are going to come and kick my door in, right? Now, let me ask you this. Who should I be afraid of offending, God or the Dirty 30?
God. And then one thing about the churches over the years, my daughter, when she started parochial school, there was four Catholic schools in a 10-mile radius. When she got into eighth grade, graduated, there was one left. They all closed, three out of four. And one of the reasons is that basically the church for 50 years was silent on the abortion issue, and all of a sudden there's not any enough children to actually fill the schools, fill the seats in the schools. So it's the church's fault.
Well, again, it is. And you see, the Bible says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord, but it begins in that pulpit. But it's not all in the pastors, because many of those that fill the pews have made it clear to those pastors, look, we want you to keep us comfortable. That's why we come here. We want you to tell us how much God loves us, how much God wants to do for us, and make us comfortable, and don't ask us to do anything that will make us uncomfortable. Don't make us get up and take a stand against the corruption. Don't tell us we have to go out there and evangelize and reach people with the gospel. You're here, and we'll pay you well. Just make us comfortable. Is that a problem, John?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. Oh, my, I wouldn't want to be those people and the pastor going along with it, standing before the Lord. My, oh, my. Keep me comfortable. I mean, was it very comfortable for the Lord to go to the cross, Pastor Ernie?
It wasn't very comfortable at all, was it?
No, no. So he goes to the cross, dies on the cross, sheds his blood to pay the penalty for our sins so we can be redeemed and go to heaven. And then that people want to sit very comfortably in the pews and not do anything for him. I don't know, Pastor Ernie, you'd have to really think what kind of faith do they have.
Well, John, people keep saying, well, now we know what's happened. We know that had the pastors done their job and the people followed the pastors, we wouldn't have 150 million dead babies. Our children would not be out there being turned into sodomites and transgenders. The young girls wouldn't be turned into whores. They wouldn't be going around tattooed from head to toe with metal all through their face. The little bitty kids wouldn't be taken, showed drag queens, and these wicked, evil, ungodly parents who
allow it.
Boy, there's a hot place in hell for them that would take their children to see a drag queen. Okay, what, you know, and we wouldn't have drag queens. We wouldn't have people like Austin or Milley destroying our military. It's an interesting thing today on Hannity. There was a Fox News commentator, and he was making the point today. He was Steve Moore, that was his name. Now listen to this. This is deep, right? Get ready. Here's what he came to a conclusion, because he's an economic commentator. John, he came to the conclusion that Joe Biden is purposely trying to destroy America. Can you believe that?
Jeez.
Can you believe? Wow. Man.
Pastor Ernie, what's the saying? Better late than never?
Unbelievable. Now, we know that the pastors, because the vast majority of them in the pulpits are not saved. That's why they're not bold. That's why they're not, the Bible says the righteous bold as lions. That's why they're not, because the vast majority of the reality is that they're hirelings. They're not shepherds. Had they been shepherds, America would not be in the shape that it's in today. That's what you call a reality. Now, when we go to the Republican Party, Joe, or John and Ron, here, if you want to know why the Republican Party has not had the metal that it needs. Now, there are some out there that do, and I praise the good Lord. But those that have been more show business, you know, have not had the metal to really be bold as they should be. Here's the reason. Here's a full list of congressional Republicans that are funded by Bill Gates. These are congressional Republicans funded by Bill Gates. You ready for this, John? Here you go.
Unfortunately, Patsy, I looked at it earlier, so I'll hold my stomach while you're reading it.
Representative Vernon Buchanan, Representative Dan Crenshaw, Representative Elsie Stefanik, Chuck Fleshman, Mike Simpson, Garrett Graves, Kathy Rogers, K.J. Granger, Susan Delbon, Kelly Armstrong, John Curtis, Brian Fitzpatrick, Dan Newsom, Jamie Butler, Mike Crapo, John Cornyn, Shelley Capito, Mike Brown, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins. Now, here's one that really surprised me, John Kennedy.
From Louisiana. I was very surprised about that.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that, too. You know, apparently, Gates tried to buy him, but he hasn't given in. But Gates tried anyhow. John Thune. No problem there. Bill Hagerty, Senator Jerry Moran, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator John Hoeven, and Senator Mitt Romney. And I've always thought of Marco Rubio halfway there, but the one that they didn't have here on the list is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is a big time here, but he's one of them. That's in the report. He received money from Greg Gates in 2022. And so he's not up for re-election until 2026. So Gates don't have to give him much money between now and then, does he?
It's a shame. Shame to see Dan Crenshaw on that list too.
Well, Dan Crenshaw, he had the opportunity when Josh Hawley and when Jim Jordan on January 6th, when they were standing there in front of Mike Pence and they had all of the evidence of election fraud, yeah. Crenshaw would not stand with them.
Yeah.
And I tell you who else that really disappointed me was Marsha Blackburn. They failed. And I'm hoping that they learned that they failed.
There's a whole bunch of them. Cotton, the Senator Cotton, I was shocked at him. Shocked.
Yeah. Yep, me too.
So, and if you look at a list like that, I think it actually even goes a little beyond money. I think they're actually more comfortable just laying low and doing nothing, you know, not fixing anything. I really believe that. The money is just like icing on the cake.
Well, it's very possible, too, also, that they really did think, they really did not understand that Mike Pence had the authority, the ability. That's why, you see, they're saying, well, he didn't have the authority. If he didn't have the authority to not certify that election, why are they trying to change the law so they can make it where they don't have the authority not to certify? See, again, how dumb is dumb, right?
Yep.
Well, Pastor Ernie, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he didn't believe it. Or he didn't know it. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. How could you sign a document that you know you're either almost 100% sure it's fraudulent about the election or it's greatly in question? So why didn't he sign it and then put a disclaimer? If he really believed this, why not saying, I'm signing this because the law requires it, but I believe that the 2020 election, Joe Biden being elected, was fraudulent. How about that, Mr. Ernie? There it sticks out right there. Okay, it's signed, but he says it's fraudulent. And that would open up all sorts of doors and legal things, courts. I mean, this would really, I think, tear into the fabric of the election. But he didn't do it. He could have done it. Put a note along with his signature.
Well, he had the full authority by the Constitution to say, "I want 10 days before I certify this
to review it."
To review, okay, the allegations made by these in front of me. That was his job. That's what he was supposed to do. I mean, that's exactly what before he certified it, he was supposed to make sure, okay, that it was legitimate, but he didn't. And what do you think he wants to run for president? What do you think his chances are? What will Mike Pence be known for the rest of his life?
Oh, he'll be a Judas.
Yeah.
Benedict Arnold. Pastor Ernie, he has a negative 10 chance of being elected president.
You know, I don't know if he truly believed that. He said he truly believed that he didn't have the authority. Now, I don't know if he truly believed that or not. He should have been a vice president. He should have known that. If I know it, and you guys know it, he should have known it, right?
Well, okay. Pastor Ernie, the president has a bevy of attorneys around him. You know?
Yeah.
And shouldn't his attorneys have given a definitive answer with this in writing for him?
Well,
where was that?
Well, you say that you couldn't have given that until he said, let's take a look at the evidence, okay? And then they would have done that, okay? That's what he was supposed to have done. He did. He had Rudy Giuliano. He had a number of people. Those two legitimate attorneys that represented him when they tried to impeach him the first time, okay? Listen, the Democratic Communist Party is corrupt. It's a perfectly corrupt. There's nothing about it that is not corrupt. It's completely corrupt. All of those, and there's a list, like last night when we played that John, the former FBI agent. We listed here going all the way back. I mean, Joe Larson and I, going all the way back to the 80s, listed the Communist Party, those in Congress back then that were communists, were hardcore communists. And today you still have got over 40 of them that are hardcore communist people in the Democratic Party. But the entire party is corrupted from top to bottom. There's nothing at all, nothing that is not corrupted. And unfortunately, you've got a number of those in the Republican Party. And this is why President Trump had the courage to stand against the corruption in the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA. He had honor, integrity, and this is what made them so angry. Within the Democratic Party, there's a saying, you cannot trust anyone you cannot bribe. If you can't bribe them, they can't be trusted. That's within the Democratic Communist Party. And that's the reality. All righty. So you heard what he had. You have an article there?
Yeah, just to follow up on the James Harden interview with Tucker Carlson on the bombing, 70 pro-abortion clinics bombed, and it also applies to the pro-life family that was raided by the Gestapo here. He had a really interesting statement. He said, the FBI has gone from abdicating their duty to provide equal justice under the law to pro-life people like us to downright attacking us. So it's beyond dereliction of duty. They've actually taken it to a new level.
They were infiltrated by communist agents, and they did it. But you see, they told us exactly what they were going to do, okay? Remember when Khrushchev beat the shoe, he says, we'll take you from within. So this is how you bring great nations down. You do it from within. They become parasitical, these corrupted agents. They were corrupted. They used to. The FBI was known worldwide for fighting communists, but they become communists. And as that John, the FBI agent that we had yesterday on, as he was saying, those agents that are still in the FBI, the ones that have not sold us out, that have not betrayed us, that have not betrayed God and country, those agents, by staying silent, remember, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is when good men do nothing, right? What was it Abraham Lincoln said? It said, for men to remain silent when they should speak out makes cowards of men and destroys nations. And those men in that FBI right now, the ones that have not gone corrupted, they have an obligation to stand up and speak out against the corruption from Chris Ray down. They have an obligation, and I'm going to tell them, see, what did we just read? Didn't we just read the psalm that he that made the ear, could he not hear? He that made the eye, does he not see? Can you ever, John McTernan, can you ever get over on God?
Pastor Ernie, no. I mean, he's the creator of the universe, and through the Holy Spirit, he knows all things.
Okay. Is he like the FBI where you have corrupted records and things get lost? Or does God keep a very accurate record of everything?
Yeah, we know from the scriptures that he has a book of remembrance, a book of those that fear the Lord, and also he's a meticulous record keeper, Pastor Ernie.
You know, what we should do is get some cans of yellow paint and tell these guys to go into the houses to kick in doors and put guns in the face of little children. Before you go in, each one of you take a can of this yellow paint and paint that stripe down the back, you know, of your fellow corrupt coward there, okay? And so, anyhow, there you go. Folks, you need to stand up, and you need to be bold, you need to be brave, you need to speak out. Anyhow, John, here you go. Michigan man, this goes right along with what we're talking about. Michigan man claims he accidentally shot an 84-year-old woman. Pro-life. What a lady. She is a real lady, a pro-life volunteer. You know, I'd like to meet her one day. He shot her, the 84-year-old woman, and he wasn't even charged. Wasn't even charged because she was a pro-life Christian. He wasn't even charged. What if a good person, a decent person, had shot a pro-abort? What would have happened? The FBI would have burnt their house down, wouldn't they?
Well, think, Pastor Ernie, about that NASCAR racer. A black man said that someone had put a noose in.
Oh, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. Bubba Wallace. Yeah, and the FBI. There was like a 12 FBI agents immediately assigned to it, and it turned out that it had been there for like a number of years, and the people used that noose looking on the rope to grab it and pull the door down. And he said it was racist noose, and the FBI sent like 10 to 12 agents to investigate.
It seemed like that went on for a good month, too. You know, it was a never-ending investigation.
So here you go. What about FBI whistleblowers? I'm holding a picture of FBI agents taking a knee with burn, loot, and murder protesters. Here's the article by Jim Hoft. FBI whistleblowers, the agents who kneeled in solidarity with burn, loot, and murder protesters, were promoted to higher rank. Biden's corrupt FBI is no better than the worst militant police entities in all of history. The FBI raided the home of the President of the United States. This is the same president whom the FBI attempted to prevent from winning the 2016 election, and then attempted to remove from office his entire presidency. The FBI leaders from the corrupt Obama-Biden regime held a Russia and used his made-up information as the basis to attempt to remove President Donald Trump from office. That same corrupt FBI, he was creating a false narrative by reclassifying January 6 cases as separate instances of domestic terrorism. That very same corrupt FBI who labeled a veteran-led organization as domestic terrorist group. At least 14, well, I think the number's grown over 20 now, FBI whistleblowers have gone to Representative Jordan with allegations of complete total misconduct and abuse within the Bureau under Christopher Wray's leadership. Representative Jordan received new information about retaliation against at least one whistleblower and a purge of conservative employees. Jim Jordan said security clearances of conservative employees are being revoked as punishment. There you go. So now, John, you're a former federal officer. What advice do you have for people out there listening that have family members, friends, relatives, family members of FBI agents? We're coming to a break. When we come back, during the break, think about what you would advise them to approach these FBI agents and what they should do. Okay, because...
Fight the fight!
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.